Tuesday morning. I'm Rob Hackala along with Lisa Zizian. It is our Tech Talk Tuesday segment. We check in with David Snell from Axe Smart IT in Pembroke.
Hello, hello, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, David. All right, so we are talking about some apps, and we all love apps. Maybe some potato skins. Let's see, what do you want? Sliders? No, not those kind of apps.
Aw.
The tech apps. All right.
Come on, coconut shrimp.
Coconut shrimp. Oh, boy. Okay, he's going for the good stuff. All right, so let's see. We're going to talk about apps, and specifically, David, these are apps on iPhones?
Yeah, primarily iPhones. You know, this is just the latest in the round of security battles that Apple and we iPhone users are up against. So we've come up with 17 malware-infested apps that are free apps, of course, because that's how they get you. And you download them to your phone, and you think it's doing everything you need it to do, but you don't really know what it's doing in the background.
Mm. Well, so. Now, let me ask you. Now, are these apps specifically designed to infect you, or are they real apps that are just
they just got infected themselves?
They're bad luck, or?
Well, in this case, because what we figured this was more important is these apps were specifically designed to do the nefarious things they do in the background. Yeah. So they're called Clicker Trojan malware, and they communicate with a command and control server like everybody else to simulate users' interactions. So that the creators can use those interactions falsely to collect advertising revenue. So, and these were found because although the apps are listed like they're from different countries of origin, they all lead back to the same developer in India.
Oh.
So we got 17 apps here by the same developer trying to hide things by saying, well, I'm from Italy, I'm from the U.S., so on and so forth.
Okay, but it's really somebody from India, and so we got to go get this person.
Yeah, let's take a quick drive over.
All right. Now, so we've got the, and you've got the list here, and we can go through this, or you can mention it in general, but can the App Store just remove them, or if they're bad?
The App Store, Apple has actually stated that all of these apps have just now been removed.
Okay.
And they also said that the company found no malware, but we know that that's not the case. They stated that they were removed due to pieces of code that allow automatic fraudulent click-through of ads, and that's a violation of their store guidelines. So it's malware if it's fraudulently clicking through on websites that I didn't actually intend to go to.
Okay.
That's in my opinion. So however they want to term it or phrase this, it's still malware, and it's Trojan malware, because we didn't want this to happen. So there are 17 apps here. Some of the ones that may be in use around here would be like a daily fitness program, an FM radio pro, the Around Me Place Finder. Now, I know people who have used that, because they're trying to find something in the area that they're in.
Okay.
And we realize that all of these things use your GPS and your phone to identify what you're trying to get.
Wow. Okay. Mm. All right. So, and David will have the list up on his blog. But so you can't get it now. You couldn't get the app now. But if you have it already, you want to. What can you do? I mean, is it too late?
David,
or just delete it?
So, if like the App Store has deleted it, does it somehow delete from your own phone? Or now this is a step you have to take?
No, it's a step that we have to take as users, because they can't just delete something on your phone.
No.
So we have to go and find apps that don't look familiar, apps that are listed on this list, and remove them. Now, the problem is, you know, we're not all phone experts, so we have to know what the signs of malware is. And one of them is I'm going to give you six of them to think about. Your phone is slow. Your apps now all of a sudden take longer to load. The battery drains faster than expected. That can be anything to do with malware or just one of Apple's updates, because we've seen that been a problem. You get pop-up ads when you use Safari. Mm. Your phone apps don't use. Your phone has apps that you don't remember downloading. If you look at the screen, there might be something they say, I wonder what that is. Yeah, interesting. Mm. And then finally, unexplained data usage in larger phone bills. If you don't have a data program that's 100% data, you may be being charged for this.
So
that's the final thing to look at.
If someone has downloaded a bazillion apps, is there an easy way to just see them all rather than like in list version rather than the icons on the screen?
You can, and it's interesting that you asked that, because one of the things that you want to look at to see if these apps are in fact causing problems on your iPhone is you want to go to Settings and then click on Battery. It's going to show you all the apps and the usage of your battery that each app has.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to give you, it's going to show you what's there, Settings, and then click on Battery.
Okay.
Okay.
And you should see all your apps and see how much battery usage each one uses.
Cool. Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. You're up there.
I'm at 20%.
Right up there,
yeah. Messages, mail,
YouTube,
FaceTime.
Safari, Twitter.
Home
mail.
And lock screen. Oh, come on. Get it together, Apple.
Home and lock screen. Yeah
that's exactly. That's my number one, too.
Okay. All right. But overall, I don't see anything that looks like anything
suspicious
or phony.
Hmm.
These are all real, right?
Okay.
Background
they're all real and doing the things that you want. Yep, background activity. So you want to make sure that you understand what's on your phone. And also looking at the screen. Mm. I know, Lisa, I have probably 7 screens on my phone all full of icons. So I need to go back and forth all the time.
You don't use the folders, David?
No.
Oh,
no.
Boy.
I want to see everything right in plain view.
No, I need the folders to organize myself. Like, yum, news, stuff, kiddos. Those are my folders.
Well, you better check if you've got daily fitness yoga poses or Around Me Place Finder, or probably we got a lot of people out there that may have Crick 1 for those live cricket scores. Make sure you get rid of that thing right away. Yeah,
I'm following cricket myself. That's right.
Yeah, I'm getting all the latest cricket scores. All right, David, you've got the full list and the info about these apps infected with Trojan malware. Where do we go?
Absolutely. Go to my website, xsmartit.com. And click on my blog link and go to 959watd.com and follow Rob and Lisa on the morning show.
Thank you, David.
Have a great day.
You too.